This is the 75th year of state parks in Wyoming. Dominic Bravo oversees state parks, historic sites and trails, and he says state parks have an interesting history.
Technically, if you look at Hot Springs State Park, it was actually a state reserve in the 1800s. So a lot of our historic sites are even longer than 75 years, but it wasn't until 1937 when the then governor, Leslie, had put together a state park commission. So it actually was to be able to look at putting this into a system where we were actually a system of state parks, and then the historic sites and then the trails program all came after that. So it was really just a phenomenal time for us and really visionary on the part of the state of Wyoming and all the leaders at the time to be able to put that system in place and really kind of represent some of the greatest things we have in the state of Wyoming.
Well, I certainly am aware of issues involving state parks, historic sites, and trails, and one of the biggest thing is certainly money these days. We're all talking about budget cuts, but how have you maintained, how are you surviving, and what's the future kind of look like there?
Our biggest issue, again, is as we see it, is we're really a key component for tourism in the state. So no matter what goes on, we're going to continue to try to figure out, you know, through partnerships, to try to find alternative funding, of course, our corporate relationships, anything we can to make sure we're doing our best job and putting our foot forward to serving the customers and the visitors. So that's really how we're trying to accomplish that, is still to meet our mission. Not to say that it's not easy. We're definitely trying to struggle through some of these hard, difficult economic times ever since 2008. But at the same time, I mean, our ultimate goal is we enjoy seeing the smiling faces of families and folks, you know, out enjoying the parks and the sites and getting out on the trail. So our goal at the end of the day is to figure out the best way we can get all those services in place.
How big of a challenge is this issue dealing with the paid portion of state parks and knowing that a lot of people want their outdoors for free?
It's a very interesting phenomenon for the mere fact, again, like you said, it's the public trust. So being able to have these and protect these areas and make sure they're open to public access. But again, that balance, especially regionally, and just as a visitation mechanism to make sure the user fees kind of comport with that. I mean, in 2008, we increased our fees to kind of match regionally all the different states around, and really that kind of has put us at a level where at this point, really charging too much more is going to be difficult. However, it's been great for us because with the additional fees, we've been able to put a lot of new amenities that our visitors have asked for, like shower houses and yurts and cabins and electrical hookups, while still maintaining that balance with some of the more kind of native and non-commercial campsites. So we've really tried to kind of strike that balance with the increase in user fees. But it is a difficult thing. You have to increase fees pretty high to be able to actually make something self-sustaining.
You just recently mentioned a little bit about what's been happening in the state, how you've been trying to upgrade some of the state parks. Would you talk about that? I'm very familiar with what you're doing here at Kirk Gowdy, but maybe other folks in the state aren't. And maybe you could talk about some of the upgrades we've done in other places around the state as well.
For instance, at Guernsey, Guernsey State Park, we've experimented with a whole bunch of different amenities. They have electrical hookups and water at portions of their campsites. They have four yurts that luckily weren't damaged by the fire they recently had. They just had a new shower house they got put in this summer. So they pretty much have most of any amenity you can think of up at Guernsey State Park. Glendoe, much like the success of Kirk Gowdy Trail we have up at Glendoe, we've been able to put into place some additional miles of non-motorized trails that are, again, getting some regional visitation. And again, increasing the visitation in a new way at Glendoe State Park. Buffalo Bill has up there close to Cody has received some hookup sites as well, you know, water and electric. And they're slated to also be getting a shower house here fairly quickly. Of course, the big education center, or visitor center going in at Kirk Gowdy State Park that'll be built by next year. That's slated to have showers in the basement of that facility and pretty much kind of a wonderful way to welcome folks to the park up here. So really, all around, and then in the trails program, we've upgraded to some of the ways that we can provide snowmobile miles, groom miles to folks, and then some of the ORV grant programs. We've been able to put some more money on the ground for ORVs across the state. So really just across the board, doing our best to get money to the ground for visitors to come and enjoy and then improve the economic impact for local communities.
Dominic Bravo, he is the administrator of State Parks, Historic Sites and Trails. Always nice chatting with you, Dominic, and thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
It's great. I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.